जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई जमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर कैंटो वन चैप्टर नंबर वन टेक्स्ट फोर। नैमिषे निमिष क्षेत्रे ऋषयः शौनकादयः सत्रं स्वर्गाय लोकाय सहस्र सममासत नैमिषे निमिष क्षेत्रे ऋषयः शौनकादयः सत्रं स्वर्गाय लोकाय सहस्र सममासत नैमिषे निमिष क्षेत्रे ऋषयः शौनकादयः सत्रं स्वर्गाय लोकाय सहस्र सममासत माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, नैमिषे इन द फॉरेस्ट नोन एज नैमिषारण्य, अनिमिष क्षेत्रे द स्पॉट विच इज एस्पेशली अ फेवरेट ऑफ विष्णु हु डज नॉट क्लोज हिज आईलिड्स. ऋषयः सेजेस, शौनक आदयः, शौनक आदयः, हेडेड बाय द सेज शौनक, सत्रम सैक्रिफाइस, स्वर्गाय द लॉर्ड हु इज ग्लोरिफाइड इन हेवन, इन हेवन, लोकाय and for the devotees who are always in touch with the Lord. Sahasra, 1,000. Samam, years. Asata, performed. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Once in a holy place in the forest of Naimisharanya, great sages headed by the sage Shaunaka, assembled to perform a great 1,000-year sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord and His devotees. The prelude of the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken in the previous 3 shlokas. Now the main topic of this great literature is being presented. Srimad Bhagavatam, after its first recitation by Srila Shukadeva Goswami, was repeated for the second time at Naimisharanya. In the Vayavya Tantra, it is said that Brahma, the engineer of this particular universe, contemplated a great wheel which would enclose the universe. The hub of this great circle was fixed at a particular place known as Naimisharanya. Similarly, there is another reference to the forest of Naimisharanya in the Varaha Purana, where it is stated that by performance of sacrifice at this place, the strength of demonic people is curtailed. Thus, Brahmanas prefer Naimisharanya for such sacrificial performances. The devotees of Lord Vishnu offer all kinds of sacrifices for His pleasure. The devotees are always attached to the service of the Lord, whereas fallen souls are attached to the pleasures of material existence. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that anything performed in the material world for any reason other than for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu causes further bondage for the performer. It is enjoined, therefore, that all acts must be performed sacrificially for the satisfaction of Vishnu and his devotees. This will bring everyone peace and prosperity.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So we are again beginning the discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam in our temple. It took, I think, 26 years almost. And then there was a huge festival where almost 1008 Srimad Bhagavatam sets were distributed within a day or two. So this is the only auspicious thing in the world. Srimad Bhagavatam means discussions about Lord Krishna, his name, fame, qualities, pastimes. So many people in this world are trying to do welfare work for the masses. But the greatest welfare work, Loka Kalyan, is to raise people's consciousness to God consciousness. And people's consciousness cannot be raised to God consciousness unless we talk about God. Srimad Bhagavatam is a scripture which was compiled by Vyasadeva in the maturity of his spiritual realization. He had also written Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata, and really worked hard. But in those scriptures, he had given what people wanted to hear, how to keep enjoying in this world. He did not give what people needed to hear. So Srimad Bhagavatam is one scripture which he compiled, which actually has that subject matter which we all need to hear. There are things in this world that we like to do. Then there are things that we have to do. And then there are things which we need to do. Athato Brahma Jigyasa Vedanta Sutra explains, why do we need to serve God? Why do we need to chant God's names? Why do we need to worship? Why do we need to attend a satsang? Because it is a duty of a human being. Suppose a thief is running away and a policeman is sitting close by. And if we request the policeman, go and catch him, he said, why should I do it? Because you are wearing the uniform of a policeman. It's your duty. Similarly, human body is like a uniform only. And the duties are also given, athato brahma jigyasa. One must inquire about the absolute truth about God. So it is the duty of anybody who is born as a human being to inquire about God, to re-establish that relationship, to re-establish the connection. And if after getting a human form of life, one does not serve Krishna, then dharme nahi naha pashubhi samana, then a person is an animal. Because just by getting the body or wearing a uniform, a person does not become a doctor or a policeman or a lawyer. One has to qualify himself. Simply by getting a human body, one does not become a human being. One has to qualify himself. So if people are not given this Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, then everything else except this is a cheating. It's a cheating religion. And Srimad Bhagavatam thoroughly kicks that out. And therefore, a devotee like Narad Muni was extremely annoyed at Vyasadeva. Even though Vyasadeva had written so much, he had done a lot of hard work, and keeping in mind people's welfare only, motive was all right. But he had given what people wanted, not what they needed. And Narad Muni therefore was not very happy. He chastised him to the extent that he called all that Vyasadeva had written a place of pilgrimage for the crows. All the Vedas, Upanishads, Mahabharata, Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharata and Puranas. He literally called all this because they were not giving pure devotional service which can only benefit the soul, which can really satisfy the self. So Srila Prabhupada was thoroughly convinced about it. And therefore, when he received that instruction from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he did not go to the United States. Although he had been dreaming, he wanted to go, he had been trying. But only when he had first three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam in his hands, he knew that he was ready. And he writes that the Srimad Bhagavatam has the potency. If somebody gives oral reception, somebody becomes submissive to hear the message of Bhagavatam, it can actually create revolution in the lives of misdirected civilization simply by hearing. And he had this faith. Therefore, the only few things that he carried when he went to the United States, some cereals, some potatoes, because he didn't know what he would get to eat, and trunks of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that too, only the first three volumes. That means only the first canto. And Prabhupada said, I have put everything that one needs to go back to Godhead in the first canto, because he said, I didn't know whether I would live that long. So first canto. Therefore, it is sold separately also. Out of all the 12 cantos, only first canto is sold separately. Because Prabhupada had put everything into it. So even if one cannot read all the 12 cantos, so one can just buy this one ticket back to Godhead. Just the first canto. And when he reached Boston Harbor, he writes that poem. What is that? Markene Bhagavad Dharma. Boro Kripa Koile Krishna Adhamera Prati. And this is how he begins. Adham means a fallen soul. So this is the hallmark quality of the great devotees of the Lord. They have extreme degree of faith in the holy name and Hari Katha, and extreme degree of humility. The more we advance in spiritual life, the more we think that we are unqualified. The more we are fallen. And there also he writes, "My dear Lord Krishna, I do not know why you have brought me here. I don't know how I will make these people understand your message because I have no qualification. But I have one thing, I have complete faith in your holy names. And I know that if this message of Srimad Bhagavatam enters their ears, it will definitely reawaken that dormant Krishna consciousness. Shanavatam Sukataha Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana." He quotes these verses. And understanding the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada also introduced a Bhagavatam class in every ISKCON temple every morning. So there is nothing higher than spending time hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It has the potency to bring us face to face with Krishna in no time. But it will all depend on the kind of intensity we have when we are hearing. So we have the Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmya, where Gokarna chanted Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days, and on the 7th day, first Dundukari the ghost, he regained a spiritual form, went back to Vaikuntha. Then the villagers also wanted to go, said, "This is partiality. You sent your brother only." Said, because he heard with lot of intensity, so he got the benefit. Said, "We also want to hear." Again he organized Srimad Bhagavatam Sapta. On the 7th day, everyone went. So this is the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhavji recited Srimad Bhagavatam only for 1 month to the queens of Dwarka at Kusum Sarovar. And within that 1 month, they entered Krishna's pastimes. Just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for only 1 month from his guru Brihaspati, Uddhavji, who was a demigod in the past life, has become eternal associate of Krishna. So much so that in Dwarka, Krishna would embrace only 3 people, Balaramji, Rukmini and Uddhavji. And even among them, the most confidential topics Krishna would only discuss with Uddhavji. How did he gain this qualification? Simply by sitting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So the path shown by Krishna is very simple. But in Kali Yuga, people are mostly tormented by their minds. Minds are complicated. So they think they need too many things, other things. So this is one of the method that Kali Yuga, Kali employs, by creating various other platforms where human beings think they can find relief. This is one of the ways Kali Yuga tries to keep us away from Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, holy name. Because these are the 2 things which Kali has no power against. When we talk about the scripture, it is Srimad Bhagavatam, direct Krishna Katha. And when we talk about the spiritual practice, it is the holy names, the mantra. So simply if one takes shelter of these 2 things, he can be completely transformed. And very soon one can realize God, as the second verse of this chapter explains. Sadyo hridi avaruddhyate atra. What is that? It says, Sadyo hridi avaruddhyate atra kritibhi shushru shubish tatkshanat. As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. And later on it is also explained that if one submissively hears the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, shok moha bhayapaha, 3 things disappear from his life. Lamentation, bewilderment, illusion at present, and fear about the future. And these are the only 3 emotions people in Kali Yuga are fighting with. Either they are lamenting for the past, they are bewildered at present, or they are very fearful of the future. So this is one of the ways Kali tries to keep us away by creating various other avenues where people think they can find relief. And that's why you have a lot of things people are doing. But anything which is less than that pure glorification of Krishna, as Narad Muni told Vyasadeva, is a cheating religion, is cheating simply. So we are not doing the real welfare work unless we raise people's consciousness to God consciousness. So two most powerful weapons, Prabhupada said, our two most powerful weapons, Kirtan and Prasad. So Kirtan also includes Srimad Bhagavatam, because Kirtan comes from the word Kirti, and so Kirti means glorification or glory, and Kirtan means glorification. So if simply one does these two things, chant the holy names regularly and one takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, then one can easily attain the perfection of life. And who are the personalities who are spending time hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Lord Shiva, Mother Parvati, Vishnu, Mother Lakshmi, Brahma, Chatushkumaras, Narad Muni. The devatas also don't have this opportunity which have been easily given to us. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he would spend hours hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, because who is Lord Chaitanya? He is the same Lord Krishna who came to teach by his own example how to perform bhakti, how to lead one's life. So he did only two things. He would do sankirtan, and then when he was with the confidential devotees, he would discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, the house of Shiva's Thakur, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that devotees would regularly come together before Lord Chaitanya appeared. Advaita Acharya, Shiva's Thakur, and all the other devotees. And they would perform kirtan behind closed doors. And they would only do three things exclusively. Chant Krishna's names, discuss Krishna, and worship Krishna. And in that purport, Prabhupada writes that our Krishna consciousness movement has no other purpose other than these three. Chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna, and discuss Krishna. Hari Katha, Hari Puja, and Hari Kirtan. And he says that if the members of the Hare Krishna movement, they stay loyal, faithful to these three principles, then nothing can stop the expansion of this movement. Simple things. Path is very simple. If we think that we need other things, then we'll have to do with other things. But if we think these three things are enough, then these things are actually enough. This is the foundation. So great personalities also like to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So when we also start taking pleasure in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we also come in the same category. Something which is so rare has been made easily accessible because of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Ultimately, it is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Because Krishna does not give mercy so easily. He has conditions. But Srimati Radharani, no conditions. And therefore, when Krishna takes on the sentiments, emotions of Radharani, then he is also distributing that same mercy. So the preaching movement is the movement of Srimati Radharani. Once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was saying, it is Srimati Radharani who sends the Guru Parampara into this world. And we can see all our Acharyas, they have been Manjaris, the confidential associates of Krishna. In fact, the Manjaris are considered to be more confidential than the Sakhis also. So they are being sent by Srimati Radharani again and again and again. So this is Sri Radharani's movement. It is because of her grace that the highest has been made accessible to the lowest in the worst of the yugas. Golok Vrindavan was unheard of till Lord Chaitanya appeared. or we can say Shri Madhavendra Puri, he actually started the root of the tree of devotional service. He is known as in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, it is the mercy of Srimati Radharani that we are given access to Srimad Bhagavatam also, which is so inaccessible even to the devatas. Chanting the holy names and also hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Hari Katha. So there was a great devotee named Punthanam in South India, Guru Vayur. So he would recite Srimad Bhagavatam in such a melodious way. His kathas were very famous. Thousands of people would come and hear from him. And he would sit in front of Guru Vayur, famous deity of Lord Krishna, and he would recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And people would gather and hear his recitation. Once he went to a place in South Kerala, South or North Kerala, Kottiyur, where there is a temple of Lord Shiva. And those who are followers of the Bhagavad Dharma, they understand that Lord Shiva is a great Vaishnava, the greatest Vaishnava. So many times people think the path of bhakti is exclusive. The path of bhakti is inclusive. Bhaktas also respect everyone as per their position, and it's absolutely correct. Suppose in an organization there is a CEO, there is a peon, there is a receptionist, there is HR head. You don't give same respect to everyone. And if somebody comes and says, what is this? This is disparity. All are one. And that's Mayavad. But similarly, people have this Mayavad very deeply rooted in their hearts. Hey, why do you only say Krishna? Everyone is the same. Prabhupada used to say that ab ek patthar nikalo, one Mayavadi will come out in India. So I couldn't actually figure this out. I said, everybody seems to be a devotee, only so devoted. But until we started dealing with people, even those people who have deities at home and have been piously worshipping Krishna, they are also of the opinion that the Lord is Nirakar, everything is one, all are one. So, but the path of bhakti is inclusive. We give respect which is due to everyone. Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. Devatas are the confidential servants of Krishna. They are the rulers of this universe appointed by the Lord. Lord Vishnu is the maintainer, expansion of Krishna. Lord Brahma is the Guna Avatar. So there is variety. So when we want to destroy variety, that becomes Mayavad. In the spiritual world also, devotees are serving Krishna in different ways. Not everybody is offering pan, not everybody is just doing chamar, not everybody is doing arati, not everybody is cooking for Krishna. So there is variety. So there are different ways and in which Krishna inspires different devotees to serve him. In different ways he wants to accept their service. So sometimes it might happen because somebody is not serving the way I want, that person is useless. But there is variety, and Krishna inspires everyone differently. So Punthanam once went to this temple, Kottiyur, and there was a famous deity of Lord Shiva. He sat in front of Lord Shiva's deity, and he started reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And thousands of people again gathered around him. He was reading it to Lord Shiva, knowing him to be great Vaishnava, so he would be happy to hear. Yes, all these personalities are very happy to hear Krishna's glorification. Like once during Ganpati festival in Mumbai, so I went to do kirtan in somebody's house. So I did Hare Krishna kirtan, then there was talk about position and glory of Lord Ganesha. In the end now they said, let's do aarti. I said, we'll do Hare Krishna only. Because I knew Ganpati ji would be more happy to hear Hare Krishna. But they said, no, we'll play that aarti. There were other people also. So the daughter, she played the aarti. Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh. And it's like iPhone, which generally do not have any flaws. It started and stopped. Aarti started, she put near the mic, it stopped. In front of Vignaharta. And then she started again, it again stopped. 5 times she did. I said, ab to samajh jao aap log. And then we sang Hare Krishna, then everything went smoothly with the aarti. So they also like to hear Hare Krishna, Krishna's glorification. So only the path of bhakti actually gives clarity. Kisko kya achha lagta hai? What will please? The path of bhakti means pleasing the object of our worship. So Punthanam started reciting, but he was specifically, that day he recited the first day, that particular chapter where Krishna is teasing Rukmini. That why did you marry me? You had many great personalities to marry. There was Shishupal, Duryodhan and Dushasan. They were mad after you and you married a cowherd and a coward. I ran away from the battlefield. My family lineage is not proper. As soon as I was born, I left. I killed my own uncle. So he was just testing Mother Rukmini. She fainted. So he read this chapter and then he put the bookmark. Then he left. Next day he came and he was surprised to see the bookmark was right in the beginning of this chapter only. So again he recited that chapter. So next day he came. Again the same place, the bookmark was there. So then it happened for 7 days. Now the time was there to leave because this temple only opened for a few days in the year. So now it was time for the temple to close. So he and other devotees wanted to leave. But as he was leaving, walked some distance, he realized he had forgotten his Bhagavatam in the temple itself. So he came back running, but the doors are closed. So he looked through the keyhole and he saw his Bhagavatam was in the hands of Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati was sitting. And his bhut ganas are sitting and he was reciting the same chapter. And then he was stunned, he had tears. And Lord Shiva, after the recitation, he asked Mother Parvati, so how was Srimad, how was my recitation? She said, good, but Punthanam's is better. So Lord Shiva said, yes, even I like his recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So then he was so excited that he loudly chanted Krishna, and then he looked through and Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati had disappeared. So all these personalities, they like to hear. And Srimad Bhagavatam clearly mentions, Mahajano yena gataha sapanta. We have to follow the Mahajans. What are these people doing? Atheists don't adopt our ways. So why should we adopt their ways? We have to follow Mahajans. What are they doing? And we are not here to please people. We are here to please the Mahajans, our Guru Shishya Parampara. We are here to please Krishna. Whatever pleases them. Without attachment to the results, whether people become devotees or not, we are there to serve the Guru Parampara. As Srila Prabhupada always said, that he was the servant of the Guru Parampara. We are not bothered about whether people will like it or not, people will be pleased or not. We do our job, like Srila Prabhupada said, by asking people to chant Hare Krishna, we have done our duty to Lord Chaitanya. Now whether they become devotees or not, that's between them and him. Hamara kaam ho gaya, he said. Our job is done, we get 100 out of 100. At least we have done. So Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the beginning of the narration where the setting of Srimad Bhagavatam has been explained. And first time publicly Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Shukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. But that was also not like for everyone. The great Rajarishis, Maharishis, Devarishis were there. Whoever could make it, whoever had that technology where they could find out that something amazing was going to happen. And then second time it was spoken in the forest of Naimisharanya. Suta Goswami spoke to the Rishis at Naimisharanya. Now why would Vyasadeva write Srimad Bhagavatam starting with Suta Goswami speaking to the sages at Naimisharanya? He could have directly given Shukadeva Goswami speaking to Parikshit. He would have started from there. But the Lord wants to glorify the devotees. So Suta Goswami is an exalted personality. Personally blessed by Shukadeva Goswami. personally blessed by Vyasadeva and personally blessed by Lord Balaram. And that's why Bhagavatam begins with him. Otherwise, Vyasadeva could have written directly from Parikshit's story and Shukadeva Goswami came in. It's the same thing. Shukadeva Goswami, what he spoke, Suta Goswami is speaking that. And that's what he said when the sages at Naimisharanya asked. He said, I will narrate that Srimad Bhagavatam which was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami to you. So Vyasadeva could have easily omitted that. But Suta Goswami, even though born in a lower family, socially, he was so humble, gentle, respectful, and such service attitude that he had pleased Vyasadeva. So one day Vyasadeva called him, embraced him. He said, My dear child, I bless you with all the knowledge that I have. In a moment, all the knowledge which was there in Vyasadeva's heart was transferred to Suta Goswami's heart. So, Vyasadeva had to perform austerities to get all this, but he simply by meanly serving got everything without performing any austerity. So, service has that potency. Simply by serving a great personality, we automatically get all that he has by his blessings. Same example comes in the third canto. Mother Devahuti served Kardam Muni for a long, long time. He was doing tapasya. And just by her service, he was so pleased. He gave her all that he had attained by his austerities. Immediately. So Suta Goswami, thus blessed by Vyasadeva, he was blessed by Lord Balaram because Lord Balaram killed Romaharshana Suta, his father, because he was proud. So then, Lord Balaram blessed him with long life. He was personally blessed by Shukadeva Goswami. When Shukadeva Goswami was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, he began, Suta Goswami was sitting right at the back, humbly, out of humility, and Shukadeva Goswami invited him. He made him sit right in front. And he said, in future, this Suta will speak Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages at Naimisharanya. So, it's a very, very special glorification of Suta Goswami. And you read the Puranas, everywhere, Shaunakadi, Suta Goswami. Shaunakadi, Suta Goswami. Every Puran has these two names. So, at this place, Naimisharanya, all these Puranas were recited. Even Ramayana was recited by Suta Goswami to the sages at Naimisharanya. And even Bhagavatam. So, if you pick up Padma Purana, it will start with Shaunakadi Rishi is asking questions from Suta Goswami. You pick up Ramayana, it begins with Mahatmya. It begins with sages at Naimisharanya asking Suta Goswami. And then he narrates how Narad Muni met the four Kumaras. He started reciting the Mahatmya from the Skanda Purana. Vyasadeva has written all this. So Srimad Bhagavatam also. So this forest of Naimisharanya, Naimishe Animisha Kshetre, it has many other names also. Naimisharan, Nimsar, Naimish, Nimkhar, Nimsar, many names. So it has always been a holy place. So it is explained there are, in four yuga, there are four primary holy places. For Satya Yuga, it was Naimisharanya, Treta was Pushkar, Dwapar was Kurukshetra, and Kali is Ganga. In Kali Yuga, Mother Ganga. So that's why, you see, a place of action is very important. Whenever we want to perform an action for the accomplishment, one of the factors responsible is the place of action. Bhagavad Gita Krishna mentions. One of the five factors, the place of action. So in Dwapar Yuga also we see when the Kauravas and the Pandavas had to engage in a war, even when people were fighting, those yugas were so special that people would think elevation to higher planets, keep that in mind. So therefore they chose Kurukshetra, a place to engage in that battle. Because anybody who died, even if we die, they were thinking at least we'll go to the higher planets. So even the demons like Duryodhana, they had this kind of consciousness. So let's choose a place that even if we die, so this thing was never forgotten. But Kali Yuga, like Srila Prabhupada used to give example, one of his disciples, Prabhupada said, he wrote that book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. So he gave it to one person. He said, all right, I can, so I can go to other planets. He said, yes, but will I be able to come back? But so Prabhupada said, this is the condition that I am sending them to the higher planets, but still thinking, can I come back also? So consciousness is completely degraded. That till Dwapar Yuga, even when people fought, they would keep in mind the higher destination. But nobody cares about that. So this place is called Naimisha Nimisha, because one of the names of Krishna is Nimisha Animisha, one of the qualities. Nimish. One reason this place is called Naimisha Kshetra, because Lord Vishnu, it is said, he killed many demons who were troubling the sages here in a nimish. How much is nimish? The time it takes to blink. So that's, in that much time, the Lord destroyed all the demons. That's one of the names. And plus this place is purified because many, many sages have performed tapasya for a long, long time. So by the austerities of the sages, this place has become extremely pure. So one of the qualities of Krishna is Nimish Animish. So this is the names of, this is the name after which this forest has been named also, one of the reasons. Nimish means one who blinks his eyelids, and Animish means one who never blinks. It's contradictory. So what is the reason behind this? Why these contradictory names? Nimish means blinks his eyes, and at the same time he never blinks his eyes. So when he sees his devotees commit some mistake, Krishna blinks his eyes. He overlooks the mistake. And when he sees somebody render some service, he keeps his eyes wide open, never blinks. And even if one offers seva for even one moment, the Lord therefore never blinks his eyes. He wants to accept that seva and he wants to magnify that. So that is why Animish, and he overlooks the mistakes, blinks his eye, that's why Nimish. Nimisha. So Naimisha Nimisha Kshetre. Naimisha Aranya. Aranya means the forest. So the forest of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. So any devotional act which is performed in a holy place will always produce results faster and much more than we can ever anticipate or expect. So the place of action is very, very important. So Naimisha Nimisha Kshetre Rishayaha Shaunakadaya, there 88,000 sages have gathered, and with only one thing in mind, the welfare of the future generations. Because the new Kali Yuga is coming and people suffer a lot, especially they are being tormented by their minds. So they wanted to do something for their welfare. Now these rishis, they were quite powerful, quite capable. They could create universes, they could destroy universes. And there were so many of them, they had immense powers. They wanted to do something for the welfare of future generations. They did not say, "Phail jao sab log, spread all over this planet and let's try to help each and everyone individually." These are munis, they are most intelligent. They knew what will actually help. Sat in one place and they were ready to engage in Sankirtan for 1,000 years. Chosen a best place, nice place, and sitting in one place, they were ready to go on hearing the Hari Katha for thousands of years. So this is the example they set. This is the legacy they have left for the future generation. This is how they expected us to do that. It's not that problems get solved by running around. Sit in one place, hear Hari Katha, hear Hari Kirtan, and everything will start falling into place. It takes some degree of faith to understand this, because the whole world is teaching that how you have to run around, work hard, this, that. But we have a simple principle. Krishna accomplishes things for his devotees. If devotees do chintan, then Krishna takes care of their chinta. So when chinta starts increasing, we have to increase our chintan and not run around. He has promised, Ananyas chintayanto mam ye janah paryupasate tesham nitya byuktanam yogakshemam bahamiham. Anyone who worships me with undivided attention, Ananyas chintayanto mam, remembers me, chintan karta hai, I supply what they lack and I protect what they have. So this is the example that the sages at Naimisharanya has left for us. The real welfare work is there, because the future generation's welfare is in their minds. So by their own example, they taught that this is what the future generations must learn and must be doing if they want to be free from the evils of Kali Yuga. Most of the people, everyone is suffering from the evils of Kali Yuga. And if one wants to be free, one has to just do this. Sit and hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and chant the Lord's holy names and everything will be fine. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Thank you.